In yesterday's Shir Tanya, we began in Igeres HaKodesh, Siman Zayin, letter 7. And it was on page Kuf Yud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 426. The Rebbe is continuing, the Alter Rebbe is continuing on the theme of Tzedakah, and particularly the Tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. And in this letter, the Rebbe emphasizes the uniqueness of the tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. And he does this by pointing out the use of the word chelik, or gerol. As it says, Ashreinu matev chelkeinu, a chelik, o manoyim gerolenu. And also the other pasuk that he brings, Hashem menos chelki v'kesi, ato temur geroli, the pasuk ends again, with the word gerol, which means lot. And of course, Eretz Yisrael was divided by lots. The tribes each got their portion of Eretz Yisrael, and that was done through drawing lots. And we'll see soon what that connection is. At any rate, in order to explain it, the Alter Rebbe begins explaining the statement or the expression Kel Elikei Yisrael, that God is called the God of Yisrael, referring to Yaakov. Only earlier in the verse, in the Psukim, Yaakov is referred to by the name Yaakov, and then at the end, he concludes by saying Kel Elikei Yisrael, the God of Yisrael. So there it begins explaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that God is separate and removed and higher than all the worlds, in spite of the fact that he fills the world. But he doesn't fill the world like a soul fills a body, in which the soul is subject to the experiences of the body. Whereas when God fills the world, he remains at the same time above the world. And that's why the part of God that comes into the world and is affected by the world has to be not HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but only a ray, a ziv, of God's name comes into the world. And this ray is what gives life to the created worlds, the higher and the lower. And it is within them, it is affected by them, like a soul is affected by the body, because of all the tzimtzumim that it has undergone and been affected by on its way to being invested into the created world. Now we're on page 222. Number at the bottom of the page is 428, and we're continuing on the first line. V'hine ha'orozu. Now this ray, This ziv that comes from God's name, that fills the world and is within the world, Av shalem mailo, he may iro mispashet as bebechinas bli gvul v'tachlis, although in its original state, in its origins, it illuminates and spreads infinitely, v'hachayis elemis ne'lomim le'en ketz v'tachlis, in that it gives life to the hidden, concealed worlds, which are very numerous, endless in number, k'meshikos of Idra Rabbo, as it says in the Idra Rabbo, afal pikein, but in spite of the way that it is above, b'ridito lemato, when it comes down into the created worlds, into the revealed worlds, al yedei tzimtzumim rabim, through the many concealments and contractions, v'hachayis ha'nivroyim v'hayitzurim v'hanasim, which means, when the light comes into the three lower worlds, Briya, Yetzira, and Asiya, which he describes here as Nivroyim, which is Briya, Yetzurim, which is Yetzira, and Nasim, which is Asiya. So when it comes out of the world of Atzilus into the three lower worlds, there he nechlekes, this ziv and this ray of godly light is divided derech klal lemisper tayag. Generally speaking, it is divided into 613. Kenege Tayag Mitzvah Satayra, corresponding to the 613 mitzvahs of Torah, Shehein Hein Tayag Mini Hamshachas Ha'arazu, which in the Torah and its 613 mitzvahs are the 613 ways in which this godly light comes down, Me'erin Sev Baruch Hu, from the infinite level, Lahoyir L'nishmasa Adam, in order that it illuminate in these 613 ways to the neshama of a Jew. Haklula Miramache Varam Shasagidim, the person, the neshama which is in the body. Only then is it called Adam. When the neshama is in the body, and the body is made up of 248 limbs, 365 arteries, in other words, 613 parts, Asher Bavuro, and it is for the person, for the Jew, who ikir tachlis yididas v'ham shachas ha'arazu lamata, it is primarily for the Jew that this godliness comes down into the worlds, v'chol ha'nevroyim v'ha'yitzurim v'ha'nasim, through the worlds of Bri, Yitzir, and Asiya, all of that is for the Jew, shetachlis kulon, hu ha'adam kenoida, because ultimately the purpose is to reveal, for this godliness to be revealed in the person, in the human being. V'hine mispar zeh hu bederech klal. So this number, 613, is only a general number. If we're talking in generalities, that's what it is. But if we want to become more specific, aval bederech prat, but to be more specific, hine kol mitzvah u mitzvah mischalekes lepratim rabim le'en ketz v'tachlis. We can speak of 613 mitzvahs in Torah, or we can be more specific and speak of all the details of mitzvahs within each of the mitzvahs, as we're learning in the Rambam. Each mitzvah is composed of other mitzvahs, and even those mitzvahs have details of their own. So ultimately, the Torah and its mitzvahs breaks down to endless parts, not just 613. And those are the various halachas, the various details within every mitzvah. She'ein lohem mispar, and these details are countless. K'meshekosuv, as we find that shishim heima malchus, it says that there are 60 kings. Hein Samach Mesechtes, those are the 60 volumes of the 60 tractates of the Gemara. Va'alomes Ein Mispar, but then there are servants without number. That's a reference to the details of the halachas. Shehein Hamshochas Ratzon Ha'Elyein, and they are called servants because they express, they carry out God's will. The mitzvah being God's will. So the details of the mitzvah is when they're spelled out, that furthers, that brings out the God's will. And the same is true also in the person. Because before, when he was talking in a general sense, he said there are 613 mitzvahs and they correspond to the 613 parts of the person. Now that he's saying that there are endless and countless parts to the mitzvahs, he says that the same is also true in the person, ki hinei kol ha'neshama shaba'ilom, because all souls that come into this world, hayu kluleis ba'adam harishin, were all part of the neshama of Adam harishin, v'derech klal ha'isa nishmosei nechlekes l'misper tayag. And again, generally speaking, his neshama, the neshama of Adam Harishon, contained 613 parts. Remachi vodim v'shasagidim, 248 limbs and 365 arteries, so to speak. Ach derech prat, but more specifically, nechlekes l'nitzutzeis ein mispar. The neshamas break down into endless sparks, Shehem Nishmeis Kol Yisrael Niyameis Aviz V'Hashvatim, which are all the souls of all Jews from the days of the patriarchs and the tribes, Ad Bias HaMashiach V'Ad B'Chlal, until the coming of Mashiach, and including the time of Mashiach, Sheyikuyim Oz Mashikosuv, at which time we will have the fulfillment of the prophecy, of the promise, V'hoyim Mispa B'nei Yisrael K'chel Hayom, that the numbers of Jews will be as bountiful, as many, as the grains of sand on the beach, Asher Le'yomad V'le'yisofe Merev, which will not be able to be measured or counted because of its great numbers. So this divine light, or ray, the ziv, that comes into the world, is the part of God that fills the world. And to be more specific about how it fills the world, the Alter Rebbe says that it comes down first into Torah and expresses itself in the 613 parts of Torah, or more specifically, in the endless numbers of halachas in Torah. And from there it comes down into the neshama of the person, and then the person has to apply it through his aveda to all the things in the world, to elevate the world and make a dira b'tachteinu. In today's Hayem Yom, for the 22nd of Av, the Rebbe writes that my father said, Rebbe Ashab said, that before rinsing the mouth in the morning, one shouldn't say the brachas, the morning brachas, except on a fast day, of course, when you're not allowed to rinse your mouth.